Hello.
Hola.
Welcome back to Devil and Dev Needy, the podcast where we discuss and review new movie releases. I'm Emily Klazer.
I'm Jonathan Pyle.
Just a couple introductions. Be prepared for lots of spoilers. We're going to talk about the entire movie. If you don't want it spoiled, go watch it and come back. And remember to follow us on Letterboxd. We leave comments. Or where you can leave comments for the next movie, because we post them before we talk about them there. So
indeed we do.
That is DI underscore podcast. So those are my little intros. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
Me too. It's like warm outside now. Jonathan has a sunburn right now.
I know. It's kind of nice.
Beans is being super sweet and snuggling today. She is on the video if you want to see her. She's just a snoogleboog. Last time she was so good and she just like slept in our lap the whole time. I hope she does really it again this time. Okay, let's see if anybody said anything. I don't think anybody did. Nope. So, yeah. But, you ready for the first segment of the podcast? What are we watching right now?
What are we watching? We started watching Mindhunter, which is really good. We both tried to get into it a while ago.
Yeah, I tried, but we tried it on our own, though.
Yeah.
Like, I watched it alone once, and I barely got through the first episode because I was bored.
Mm-hmm.
How far did you make it when you watched it?
The first episode.
Yeah, but now I'm, like, kind of into it. I just got to say, like, the show is, they don't do a good job letting you know what it's going to be about. Like, it's just, like, so all over the place. Like, first you think it's about this guy being an investigator, then all of a sudden he's a teacher, and he seems like a good teacher, but then it turns out he's a bad teacher. And then they don't want him to be a teacher, so they make him be a traveling teacher, and then all of a sudden, instead of a traveling teacher, he's actually interviewing serial killers. So it's just like all over the place. But then once you accept it for what it is, you know, for the chaos, the chaos, then I think it's quite enjoyable.
Yeah,
but I
really
love
good
true crime, so it's kind of a good combo for us, because it's like
it is
fiction for you, but all the serial killers are real, right?
I think so.
Like all the serial killers that they interview are real people, and then the two guys are inspired based off of like real people.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that. It's like a good mixture for the both of us.
Yeah, David Fincher is always a win. He's so good at everything, literally.
Of course. Beans just farted, and it's a gnarly one.
Ooh, nice.
Really bad. Did she go to the bathroom when you took her outside?
Yes.
What are you doing, Beans? What's going on?
She's like, what's going on back there?
We're also still watching Silo, as have said we will be, because
for the next 3 weeks,
because we're watching them as they come out,
or 4 weeks, excuse me.
Oh, there's four. It was episode 7. How many episodes are there?
Oh, it was 7. I thought it was 6. Yeah, so
how
three.
Many episodes are there? 10. Oh, okay. Well, then there is 3 more episodes. So I kind of think it's a little slow moving, though. Like, it's kind of getting a little, come on, give me some, you know.
Really?
I want them to get outside and see what happens, and then I want them to save everybody. But I have a feeling they're going to get outside, see the real world, and then they're going to end it.
Well, yeah, and then season 2.
Oh, is there going to be another season?
I don't know if it's going to be, but that's what I would do if I were them.
I bet you that they'll
hasn't been confirmed.
Take that advice. Now that you've said it, they'll probably confirm it.
Yeah, I think
probably
so
within
too.
Minutes of this being
within
on
minutes,
the internet.
We'll get a headline.
We'll get a
breaking
headline.
News.
Jonathan Pyle says Silo.
Should
approved for a second
season 2.
And then we also saw the Transformers movie, because I was desperate to go to the movies.
Jeezies.
I
wasn't
literally
that bad for a Transformers movie, actually.
I do not fall asleep in movies. I cannot fall asleep unless I make the conscious decision to fall asleep.
That's
so
true.
Like people who like accidentally fall asleep, like I can't relate to that. That's never happened to me. But I intentionally fell asleep in the Transformers movie. It was just like, it was fine. It was cute. It was like good enough if you're like okay with it being like so ridiculously stupid.
Yes,
like,
but those are the Transformers
movies. All of the dialogue
movies.
Between the bad guys were like so funny. Like it was so badly written, honestly.
Well, all of them are, babe. You just have to accept that.
Yeah. Well, they make a lot of money, don't they?
Yeah, they made billions.
Yes, Beans? What are you looking at?
Like, you don't know what you're talking about, Mom. I
love
the
Transformers
movies. I am a Transformer.
Into a monster. She transforms into a pooping monster. Okay. So, Jonathan, do you want to intro the movie for today?
Yes. Snap back to
snap
reality.
Snap back.
Whoop, there goes gravity. Yeah, it's directed by Tina Satter? Sater?
I don't know.
It's her directorial debut. I think she was on a podcast with Seth Meyers. Okay. That late night show? That's about it. That's all I could
find
out about her.
Wait, the late night show or a podcast? I thought Seth Meyers ran the late night show.
Yes, but I don't know if she
was on. And a podcast?
I don't think she was
literally
on the show.
All you said was that she was on the podcast with Seth Meyers on the late night show, which doesn't make any sense.
Well, it was a podcast about the late night show. I don't know.
But she wasn't actually on the late night show?
I could be wrong.
Do you want to come back up, Beans? Are you sad that you left?
She is.
Come on, come
sad.
On,
come
you
on.
Can come back. She's hyping herself up right
oh,
now.
Gotta go. Oh, there you go.
Okay. Carry on.
It's your phone.
She farted again. Her farts are really bad right now. Like, these are gnarly ones.
She's like, what's
oh
going
my
on
god,
back
it
there?
Smells so bad. Oh my god.
Good job, Beans. Keep up the good work.
Oh my goodness gracious. Okay. Carry on.
Anyway,
I can't
yeah.
breathe. And it's not like I can escape right now. We're a little bit in the middle of something.
Good job, Beans, my assassin.
Well, she is munching now, so she seems settled.
Yeah, it stars Sydney Sweeney,
who
Josh
is recently
Hamilton.
Come to fame through her character and her amazing acting in, what's it called?
Euphoria.
I was going to call it espionage.
What?
Euphoria. Because,
espionage?
Because espionage, the Espionage Act was like a part of this movie.
Oh, oh.
Beans, why are you so restless and farty right now?
Because
I think she needs
this
to
car
poop.
Is outside.
But she's already pooped so many times
I'm
today.
Not taking her out again.
She looks like she's going to poop right now.
Yeah, movie stars Sydney Sweeney, who came to fame from the Espionage Act.
In Euphoria.
Hamilton, who has been in a couple other things. He was the dad in Eighth Grade.
Oh, that movie is so hard to watch.
That is hard to watch, honestly.
Because we've all because Eighth Grade is like the worst time to be alive.
Yes. What else was he in?
Anybody who's thriving in Eighth Grade was either a bully or like rich.
Yeah, that's probably
like,
pretty
how
accurate.
Did and you know what? I bet you even the people that we thought were thriving probably weren't thriving.
They
were
thriving.
You know what I mean? Like internally.
He was in Ice Age. That's cool. And it was like 60 other movies.
Cool.
A
rat-a-tat-tat.
A rat-a-tat-tat. And then another guy named Marchant Davis. He was the Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
The other FBI agent. Oh, yeah, I should have said the name. Sydney Sweeney stars as a reality winner.
Let's just talk about that name for a second. That is a real person's name. This is based off of a real person. You're telling me this girl's name was reality winner and she was a whistleblower? Like, that is crazy.
That's the real crime.
That's just so ironic.
Her parents naming her that.
I feel so bad because, like, obviously she can't help it that that's what her parents named her. But then I'm also like, damn, why would your parents do that to you, you know?
It's weird.
I heard somebody say once, they were like, I get it, it's cute to like give your baby like a crazy unique name, but if you're sitting here telling me that this name is cute because you've never heard anybody else with that name before, maybe that should
be
a red flag. I was like, you know, that's actually a good, that's pretty valid point.
That's pretty funny. The plot. Former American intelligence specialist was given the longest sentence for the unauthorized release of government information to the media about Russian interference in the 2016 United States elections via an email operation. That was a mouthful.
Wait, are you saying that she actually emailed it to them? She didn't actually print it out like she did in the movie? I thought she really printed it out.
No, she didn't actually print it out.
Mm. And emailed?
I think so.
Cool.
I could be wrong. I couldn't find the budget for this. Non-existent. I don't know. But I would guess a couple million.
Really?
Like 1-2 million. Yeah.
How could it take $1 million to make that? It was so
camera
basic.
Equipment and shooting and
bodies. Bodies on bodies.
Bodies, yeah.
I mean,
fuels
the wardrobe
the
was just amazing.
To get there.
The fuel the cars. You have to fuel the actors. You have to pay for the tents that they put the food under.
It's a lot of things.
I went to college in Atlanta, so you would see them like filming movies around, like, about every once in a while. And I never really, like, wanted to see the actors. I was like, I want to see what kind of food they have, you know, like, set up at the stations and stuff. That's what I was always trying to see.
That's a good idea. You know, the nicer the food, the bigger the budget.
Yeah, I remember, do you know the Papa John's near Georgia Tech campus? Shaquille O'Neal's Papa John's? That's literally the Shaq's Papa John's. Did you know that?
Yeah, you've told me that many times.
They were shooting a movie there once, and I tried so hard to see the food, but it was, like, hidden. And oh, I'm assuming they were eating Papa John's.
It was probably Papa John's.
And Shaq was probably there, too. The Shaq.
He was probably cooking
it. Is that what they call him? The Shaq?
Shaq, yeah.
Okay, just curious. I wonder what movie it was. I don't know.
It was probably this movie.
Continue.
And then box office is not available, but this did release at the Tribeca Film Festival.
How did they like it?
Pretty good reviews all around, I think.
Hmm. Okay. Okay.
And yeah, that's all I really got.
How many stars would you give it?
Objectively, it's probably like a 3-star movie. For me, it's like a 2.5, though.
Really? I'd give it a solid 2 stars. The only reason it's not getting a 1 star is because Sydney Sweeney was a really good actress in it.
She was really good.
But other than that, I thought it was super boring and an unnecessary movie. So, you want to get into my notes? I do want to just say that I had no idea this was going to be a political movie when we picked it. I don't want the podcast to be a political place, so we're not going to talk about our political opinions, but I'm sorry I didn't realize this was political, so hopefully nobody gets offended by any of the topics, but it is what it is, and, you know, we just going to have to deal with it. So,
could have said it better myself.
Thank you, thank you.
Actually, I probably could have.
So here's my number one complaint about this movie. They tried way too hard to make you know that this was a word-for-word true story. Like, it was too much. Like, just give me the based on a true story at the beginning, it was, you know? But they were literally like, this is verbatim from the FBI files, from the audio recordings.
The audio.
It was, like, ridiculous. They kept showing, like, a screen. Like, okay, this was so the most annoying thing to me. Recording. Yeah. They were doing, like, a screen recording shot where it was literally just, like, the audio signals to make it seem more real or something. And I was like, it's not even the real audio. Like, they're literally playing the actors just talking with that on the screen. But for some reason, the producers thought that would make it seem more realistic or something.
I don't know why. So stupid. It was kind of unnecessary.
And then they kept showing, like, the FBI, like, transcript file where, like, it was typed up. And anytime, like, the cops would say something, like, stupid, they would cut to the file to, like, make fun of them, you know?
To make fun of them?
Yeah, like, there was this one time when the guy was, like, like, he was stuttering on his sentence, and they cut to the FBI transcript. Like, as if that was, like, some, like, oh my God, we've just revealed the most, like, intense, crazy stuff from this investigation. And in reality, it's just, like, he was stuttering. Do you know what I mean? Like, why is that something that you were like, ooh, this is the perfect time to show this? This movie just seems like it was made by somebody who, like the Bama Rush documentary. Like, some entitled person who thought they were changing the world by sharing this story, when in reality, like, it's just, like, a crappy thing that happened to somebody, you know? And, like, they were doing their best to do something that was right, and in reality it was illegal, and they got in trouble for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think it just seemed like the people who made this movie thought that it was, like, this life-changing thing, when in reality I think it was just something that's... She's not the first person that's happened to.
That's true.
And she's not, like... I don't know.
She seems so, like... like, normal compared to what her job was. You know what I mean?
What do you mean? What did you think somebody with that kind of job would
be
like?
Well, I don't know. But it was just, like, I wouldn't expect that person to have that kind of job.
I know. So she was, like, a translator. And she had, like, studied, like, Farsi, Dari, and Pashto. Which are, like, super complex languages. Like, super hard to learn. And you would think that would be something that like the Air Force would be like very valuable to them, and they would like make sure she has a job like translating. But she like left the Air Force because there were no jobs for her.
Yeah,
it's awesome. So she was just translating Farsi when she wanted to be working like with the Pashto language.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of sucky, like if you think about it, like she worked so hard and she kind of got shut down by the, like, you know what I mean? Like, that is not an easy thing to do, is learn those languages. And I find it very unusual that they wouldn't utilize that.
I know, me too. Like, if you know Arabic or any of those, like, CIA's like, we want you. Mm-hmm. Literally.
Yeah. Or, like, Russian. That's a big one, too, isn't it? To know.
Excuse me? Oh,
if you know Russian.
Oh, yeah.
They really like that in the intelligence community, I thought.
Mm.
The intelligence community.
We're part of the intelligence community. We're very intelligent.
You just have to be intelligent and you can join the community. So. Yeah, so I just kind of thought this movie was also excessively lazy because they used the FBI transcript as a free script for the film. Like, I guess they thought that it would be like super, you know, realistic and like impactful. But in reality, to me, I'm kind of like, my dudes, this entire movie is just somebody's home getting raided and them
like
having an uncomfortable conversation with the FBI. Like,
docudrama kind of thing.
Oh my God, you know what? That's totally what it was. This is just one of those like awkward reenactments of like the documentaries of like, I almost died by a shark attack. And they have like some random actor like acting it out. You know what I mean?
You mean like I shouldn't be alive?
That's what this is. Yeah, that show. I remember.
I love that show.
Didn't we like binge watch that once in college?
We have, yeah.
They're so interesting. They're super cool.
They're so good.
But that's kind of like what this was. It was just like a drama documentary, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I thought it was lazy and also boring. Like, this is not the first person to be raided by the FBI. Like, if you want to, you know, showcase her story, maybe showcase her story. Don't just use an FBI transcript as a free script for your movie and then literally just show us like boring, awkward conversations the whole time. Like, that is not, I don't know, I guess maybe they're trying to show what the reality of an FBI raid and investigation is, but to me, it just seemed like this isn't really impactful. You're just showing me boring conversations
and her story. Then
yeah, it was
that,
like
the events that took place that day.
They spent so much time talking about how she was like worried about her pets, and do you know what I mean? Talking about CrossFit and like stuff like that. And I was like, you guys are literally just showing us like random crap. I don't know, it's just ridiculous. I thought it was ridonkulous.
Yeah. Also, why was she like surprised that the FBI came to her house?
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, sure, she thought what she was doing was right, but then she's surprised when the FBI comes knocking on her door that she leaked classified documents.
I guess she didn't realize how big of a deal it was to do that. Like, maybe she was expecting she would just get a slap on the wrist or something. You know?
Maybe, yeah, but also having to sneak it out of the place in the first place.
If you have to fold something up and put it in your underwear, maybe it's a big deal to steal it. Just saying. Have you ever done that?
Not that I am aware of.
How would you not be aware of it?
I don't know. That's what's really scary.
Are you saying you've been used as a drug mule potentially and you would have no idea?
Potentially.
Cocaine up the booty hole, right?
Oh, God.
Don't they do that?
Yeah, like
seen
prison.
In the movies.
Yeah.
That's so nasty.
Or they swallow it and then just let it out.
I was watching some show once and it was like this girl, they would make people like swallow drugs, like cocaine, like a lot of it.
What do you, like?
In like packages.
Documentary or like?
No, it was like a TV show.
Oh.
Okay,
now you're going to
swallow? It was a YouTube challenge. No, I'm kidding.
Mr. Beast, where are you at?
It's like all the rage on the TikTok right now. But they would swallow like packs of cocaine and then they would literally like have to throw it up. But if one of the packs like burst or like opened in their stomach from
Jesus
like
Christ.
They couldn't have it in there for too long or their stomach acid would dissolve it, they would die because of how much cocaine.
It was probably a prison show.
It was like
Prison Break.
No,
that show was so good.
It was
good.
A Spanish show. It was in Spanish and it was like
no.
Something queen of the something like that. I don't remember. It was an interesting show. It was kind of soap opera-y, but back to the topic of choice. We're not talking about cocaine anymore. I do want to say that I have hard feelings for the publication that let the FBI find out who their source was. Like, if you want people to bring you information, like, if you want whistleblowers to come to you, you better not, like, legit give away your whistleblowers. Like, are you kidding me?
Like, that's
there
like
is no way anybody would ever give them information anymore.
Rule of journalism is to not give up your sources.
Literally, don't give up your sources. Like, they are so stupid. They sent a photo to the NSA of the document that she had given them. Like, and it showed that the document was creased. And I'm like, are you freaking stupid? Like, the people who work at this publication don't have an understanding that anything that you print out is a documented record that you're the person who printed it out on this day at that time. Like, you don't think they were going to be able to find out who printed that document out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, that's...
So, like, yeah, I think it was called The Intercept. You're a really crappy publication.
Yeesh.
Okay, so, this is the big question. Do you stand with Reality Winner? Do you think she did the right thing?
No.
Why not?
Because she leaked a classified document. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah.
And also, once I saw the document, I was like, really? Like, this is, yes, it proves like Russian whatever within the election, but like, I just, like, it's classified, maybe not for the best reasons, but that doesn't mean that you are the right person to decide
exactly
like, what should and what shouldn't
should
be classified.
Should it have been classified? Maybe not. But the
that,
fact of the matter
doesn't
is
mean
that
she has the right to.
Yeah, yeah.
To share it.
Exactly.
And also, like, if she was trying to move up in her career, like, I don't know, I get it. Like, there are definitely situations where, like, you shouldn't, you know, sit with what the authority is telling you because it's not the right thing. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, but mean, yeah. I think that that document, in my opinion, now I don't understand this topic that well, but I don't think it was like such like a impactful article that it was worth her giving her life up to share
the
information.
Longest sentence.
I bet you there's lots of classified things that are worth giving your life up to get the information out. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Things probably such as like, have you heard of all like the like, this is so off topic, really off topic, but how like congressmen, there are not like insider trading laws for the congressmen of the United States. There's like an act, but it's like very low impact. So like you could go to a briefing and find out classified information. Like this happened like with some senators and stuff and representatives, I don't remember who exactly, but they went to briefings about like COVID-19 and were like told how bad it was going to be, and it was classified information, and then all of them came out and like dropped their stocks or bought stocks in companies that they knew would be impacted by the pandemic, and they make millions of dollars off of it. And it happens
really?
All the time. Yeah, all the time.
Is that true?
Yes, it's 100% true.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Like, you would think,
jeez.
Like, I get it. They're American citizens, but it's like, wow. They can literally do insider trading and, like, get away with it. Like, Nancy Pelosi's gotten in trouble with it a lot.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But it's like, if you get caught for it, it's only, like, a $200 fine and you, like, move on. But they just made, like, millions of dollars in stocks. So I guess you become a congressman to become good at stocks. And they've literally
stocks.
Like shown they've shown statistics. Sorry, this is so off topic. I'm a little brain fried today. It's been a long one. They've shown statistics that like congressmen have shown to be more successful with their stock trading than like the most well renowned finance bros like in the industry.
That's very interesting.
It helps when you have classified information about what's going to happen to the economy.
I'm down.
Isn't that crazy?
That is weird.
I feel like it's slightly related to the topic of today. I just thought it was interesting. I wanted to talk
that
about it.
It is interesting. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. So maybe you should like run for Senate or something.
Yeah, because
we're in South Dakota. So
makes
just be
so
like,
much sense.
Gun, gun, farm, farm, corn, corn. You know?
Beer.
Beer. Bush Light, baby.
And tractors.
Tractors. So, yeah.
Fun fact.
I love how you aggressively throw them out now. I want you to keep doing that.
Okay, cool. Guess how many days this was shot in?
3.
16. That was a horrible guess.
You are so mean. Why? They literally just reversed. They were literally doing nothing. They showed nothing, doing nothing.
I don't know. They did. They shot in other places too, like a couple other shots in the office and on the streets. But they were so concerned about the pets, it got really freaking annoying.
It's like I would love feel the same way. Love dogs, but like, girl, like we don't need to see this. This is not sharing her story. I guess it made her seem like a compassionate person.
Yeah, I'm sure she is, but do you kind of screwed up?
Really weird. Okay, so do we want to get into the plot? I don't have many notes for the plot because shocker, nothing happened.
I don't have any notes for the plot.
Okay, you ready?
Go.
So it starts out with reality, the Goyle, in her office. She's working, and it's literally the most boring long shot of all time. And I'm assuming they're just trying to argue with that. Okay, the most boring long shot that I felt like in that moment was a long time. And I think they're just trying to show you that she has like a boring job and a normal life. She works at a desk. And she's being drowned in Fox News all the time. Like, there's multiple TVs around her showing Fox News. And she seems agitated. I'm not going to lie. I don't think any person would want to watch that much news, period. No matter the news channel. Like, true. I think anybody would go crazy if you made them watch that much news.
Yeah, I would.
I would hate that. So, then they cut to, like, a month later. And reality returns home. She's coming back from the grocery store. And she is confronted by the FBI. These two guys, Taylor and Garrick, who say they have a warrant to search her house and her belongings. And I'm like, my Goyle. Like, they take her cell phone from her and everything. I'm like, I get it. You're the FBI. You have badges. You have warrants. But I would literally have been like, I am not comfortable being alone here. Can you please call like my family member or something? Or like if you had a lawyer, like call your lawyer, because like a bunch of men just came up to like a small woman and showed her badges that could be fake and a piece of paper that could be fake. And they're about to go search her home. You know what I mean? Like that could totally be a scam. Like I saw that. And I was like, I would literally be fearful for my life. Not fearful for like going to jail. I would be scared it was a scam.
Yeah, no. Like, and she should have asked to see the warrant as soon as possible.
She was just trying to be compliant. I think she knew maybe she was in trouble or something. I mean, she was in shock by it, but ladies. I'm yawning a lot today. Ladies, we need to be on top of this stuff. Don't just let men search your house, you know? Make sure there's someone there with you to protect you if it's fake or something. Like, my mom, when I was growing up, always told me, like, don't pull over for cops in the middle of the night because they could be fake and, like, kidnapping you.
So...
And I did pull over for a cop once in the middle of the night because I was so...
So what's
I didn't know what to do. Like, when a cop is behind you, it was... I think it was real, but... He literally asked me more questions than I've ever been asked by anybody in my entire life.
About that,
it was like so traumatizing.
What do you do instead of pulling over?
You call Star HP and you say like, or at least in, I don't know if that's the same thing in South Dakota, but in South Carolina, you call Star HP for highway patrol and you say, there's a cop behind me. I don't know if he's a real cop or not. Oh, okay. And it's really late, so I'm nervous or something. But I didn't do that. I was just terrified. It was like midnight and I probably should have called Star HP. But basically, that was really awful. He literally asked me so many questions. I was coming home from the airport in Atlanta, so it was like a 3-hour drive. And he asked for my license, and he didn't ask for my registration. So I don't know if this is true, but every time I've been pulled over, because sadly I've been pulled over quite a few times.
This is true.
If they ask for my registration, they're going to give me a ticket. If they don't, they won't give you a ticket. Now... They could ask for your registration and still choose to not give you a ticket.
That happened to me.
But if they don't ask for your registration, I'm pretty sure they don't give you a ticket. But I don't know. But they got my license and he was like shining a light in the back of the car to like see if I had like a suitcase in there. Like what was in my car? And he was asking me everything. He was like, where are you coming from? Where do you live? Where do you go to high school? Where was your flight from? what airline were you flying on? Like that kind of stuff. For like 20 minutes, he was asking me crazy questions. And I was like, why are you asking me this? And then he like let me go. And also the reason I was scared by it was because I was driving in the third lane, like the fast lane on the interstate. And it was like 11:30 at night. And I was almost home, literally like right at the exit, like right close to the house. And there was a car tailgating me, and it was a big, what do you call it? Like a, the full size, like the big, like,
SUV?
Like a Tahoe or something. Like big car. A Suburban. Yeah. That's what it's called.
No, that's the kind of car, but
I don't know, but it was like a huge car where it was like really high set. So like the headlights were like shining through my back window, like directly. And this car was tailgating me like no belief, like no end. And I was like late. I was tired. I was like, whatever. So I just like got over into the middle lane. And this guy had been tailgating me. He forced me out of the lane. Then he followed me into the middle lane. And I was like, oh my God, this is road rage. Like I'm about to get road raged or something bad's going to happen. And then he turned on his lights and he was a cop and he pulled me over. And I'm sitting here like, you literally just like forced me out of a lane and I didn't use my blinker because I thought you were road raging me. And now you're telling me you're going to pull me over because I didn't use my blinker? Like, what are you talking about? You're just tailgating me. And then he asked me a million questions. So that's why I was so scared, was because it was nighttime and he had forced me out of my lane and then he pulled me over for it. I don't know.
That sucks.
It was just a crappy situation.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, that was a very long tangent. Just be safe out there, ladies. You know, don't trust these guys. So yeah, reality then proceeds to have these really awkward conversations. You can tell she's trying to joke and be lighthearted, but is like really uncomfortable by these men being there. And so then Winter agrees to speak with the two agents in a back room that she has in her house, which is literally empty.
They asked her like, was there a back room? And she's like, I don't really ever go in there. And then they're like, oh, we'll just talk back there.
Yeah.
It's like,
well, they didn't have any other choice. They were just awkward. They were just weird. You could tell they were uncomfortable too.
They were very awkward.
But then they ask her about her life and her work. She's a yoga instructor. She's a CrossFit trainer and she's a translator, as we discussed already. And so eventually the questions get more aggressive, as they do in these interrogation situations, such as you know, from your experiences with them. From mine, being pulled over and interrogated by a police officer.
And then from mine, from living with my fiance every day.
What do I interrogate you about? What do I interrogate you about?
What I eat.
How was your day? What do you want for dinner?
Those are such hard questions.
Those are questions. Hard questions. So they kind of start to like hint at the fact there was a government leak. And she's like, oh, maybe I do remember that. And la-di-da, you find out that she had snuck out a article that had been showing proof that there was Russian interference in the 2016 elections. Zoinks. She had sent it to a publication called The Intercept.
They intercepted it.
Mm-hmm, because The Intercept had put out a call to get people to send evidence to prove that the Russian interference was real. And I was almost going to call her Charity. Reality had been so like fed up with seeing the news all the time that she was like, I can't handle this anymore. I literally have proof of Russian collusion or whatever. Not collusion. Interference. And so she took the article and she stole it and she sent it to the whistleblowers, or she sent it to The Intercept as a whistleblower. She feels really bad about it. She didn't realize it was such a big deal. Basically then they escort her out of the house handcuffed. And I kind of thought it was excessive. Like, I don't know why she needed to be handcuffed. Like, she was not violent at all. It wasn't a violent crime. Like, she was complying with everything. But I mean, I guess I don't know the procedures for handcuffing people. Like,
if
I don't,
you break the
I
law,
don't know how it works.
You're usually handcuffed. Like, insider Cuff trading.
Cuff him.
Yeah. Insider trading,
like,
you get
handcuffed.
I honestly
feel like, though, those kinds of handcuffings are more for the public humiliation than they are for, you know, the safety of the cops. Now, I don't know. I'm not saying that might not be true. I don't know anything about what it's like to be a cop, but I feel like they like doing it in public because then other people see it and they're like less likely to do it because they're like, oh my God, look what happened to that guy. You see Mark in handcuffs yesterday. You know what I mean?
Crazy Dave.
Yeah. So then they show you just a bunch of clips of people giving reality praise and people criticizing her, people saying that she was colluding with Middle East, and then other people.
As you do.
Basically going after The Intercept because The Intercept let the FBI find out who their source was, which, as Jonathan said, is a big no-no. And then at the end, they show you that Winner basically got like the worst punishment that you can for this crime under the Espionage Act.
How much Snowden got, because his, I feel like, was a lot bigger.
Who is Snowden? They kept referencing Snowden.
Edward Snowden.
Was he like a big shot whistleblower or something?
Yes. Let me look up the details. Why was Snowden a whistleblower? American and naturalized Russian former computer intelligence consultant who leaked highly classified information from the NSA when he was an employee and subcontractor.
So she was kind of similar to him. She was in the NSA too.
Yeah, yeah. And he was leaking that... where is it? I'm just trying to find it. That like NSA serve like.
You're really struggling with this. Why is this so hard?
I don't know. They're surveilling the NSA. It surveils. Is that a word? Surveils.
Surveys.
Surveys, like everybody in the U.S. without their consent, pretty much.
Oh, well, I feel like everybody knows that.
Well, yeah, but he was the one that.
The reason we all know that.
Yeah, probably. There's a documentary about it, and there's a movie that was made about
it. Is it good?
Movie's all right. Mm. It's got Joseph Gordon-Levitt. You'd know him if you see him.
I don't know names, but I do know pictures. That's so cool. Thanks for sharing your story. I appreciate your candor. Okay, yous guys. So next week we're going to watch Elemental because I want to watch it. I think it looks cute and we're going to talk about it. So, yeah.
Yeah, this movie.
And then there's so many good movies coming out in July. So
I feel
excited.
Talking about this movie a whole lot, honestly. It's just like,
I mean, this was a quick one. It was a short movie, and there really wasn't much that happened because they pretty much just did nothing. So,
yeah.
Okay, thanks guys so much for watching. We're going to go make dinner now. Have a nice life. See you on the other side.
Bye.
Bye.